This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
طيب بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. We are now at the last step of Hajj, which is Tawaf al-Wada', the farewell Tawaf. So let's cover the fiqh real quick. The last thing before leaving Mecca is this is what you do. So when you're going to Mecca, you do the farewell Tawaf. If you're going to Medina next, then you do it before going to Medina. If you're leaving from Mecca to the airport, the farewell tawaf is meant to be the last thing you do in Mecca. So you try to delay as much as possible close to the end. What you should not do is go to the farewell tawaf, do your tawaf, then go to the shopping malls and go shopping. That's not a farewell, right? The last thing in Mecca is tawaf and you leave. Tawaf and you leave, okay? So you try to structure your schedule in a way, you know when you're leaving, you know you're leaving in 5 hours, so you're gonna go now to perform tawaf, and then you leave. Right, the last thing we should have with the Bayt of Allah is to have the tawaf at the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's wajib upon everyone, except the woman on her menses. For the woman on her menses, she's excused from it, and there's no fidya or kafara or anything. It's not required of you to do it, but everyone else, it's required that the last thing they do is the farewell tawaf. Okay? This is, I think, a good time. Oh, by the way, if you haven't performed Tawaf al-Ifadah yet, can your Tawaf al-Ifadah count as the farewell Tawaf and Tawaf al-Ifadah? The answer is yes. Because the goal is to have the last thing be the Tawaf of the house of Allah, not in and of itself an extra Tawaf. So if your Tawaf al-Ifadah, let's say you're flying out on the 13th, and you go do Tawaf al-Ifadah, and from there you leave to the airport, that's absolutely acceptable and it counts. Because the goal is to have your last, connection with the house of Allah to be the tawaf. Okay? So you do the tawaf if you want. If that's the case, you're allowed to do that. Let's do a quick review of Hajj. There's 4 agreed upon pillars of Hajj. We said for Umrah there's 3. What are the 3 for Umrah? For Umrah it's Ihram, Tawaf, and Sa'i. For Hajj there's 4. What are they? Ihram, Tawaf al-Ifadah, the Sa'i as well. And what's the 4th thing? Arafah, very good. And we mentioned some of the differences of opinions that throughout the day that some scholars hold to be pillars and not pillars. And there's 7 agreed upon wajibat of Hajj. Obligatory things of Hajj, what are they? Just like Umrah, to wear the Ihram, to enter in the state of Ihram before the what? Before the Miqat, exactly. Before the Miqat, or at the Miqat. Okay, number 2, to stand in Arafah until sunset. To be Arafah is a pillar, but to stand until sunset is wajib. Okay? Number 3, to spend the night in Muzdalifah after Arafah. It's a wajib. We mentioned some differences of opinion. You refer to the earlier notes. Okay? But most scholars, this is what they hold. Number 4, staying overnight in Mina on the days of Tashriq. Right? At least half the night or more. At least more than half the night. On the 11th, 12th, and the 13th night of Dhul Hijjah. Number 5, stoning the Jamarat. Stoning the Jamarat is a wajib. Number 6, shaving or cutting the hair. And number 7, the Tawaf al-Wada', the farewell Tawaf. Okay? So this is a quick review, and some of the details that we've talked about, you can refer to your notes. Let's talk about the spiritual aspects briefly. The name itself evokes very strong emotion. Tawaf al-Wada'. Wada' means farewell. You're bidding farewell to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala after this remarkable journey, right? You've come hoping to have your heart freed, and come return home like the day your mother gave birth to you, right? Subhanallah, it's a very powerful emotion. The most bitter part of Hajj, I think, is when the sun is setting on the day of Arafah, and the second most is when you're leaving Hajj, when you're leaving Mecca altogether, leaving the house of Allah. You don't know if you'll ever come back again. To be a guest of Allah is a great honor, and you never know if you'll go back again. Right? So, subhanAllah, the eyes swell, the tears flow, and dua's from the heart is just flowing. And when you perform the farewell tawaf, it's the exact same thing as the other tawaf. 7 circuits, starting at Hajj al-Aswad, 2 rak'ahs behind Maqam Ibrahim, and then you leave. You walk out of the masjid, and you leave. Okay? That's the same exact method. Everything that we talked about is the same. Okay? I want to narrate to you a dua that's attributed to Ibn Abbas that he recited when he was leaving Mecca in his farewell tawaf. He says, and subhanAllah, this dua, I found it very powerful when I first learned it when I went to Hajj back in 06. And so I was sitting in the haram trying to memorize the dua so I could say it as part of my dua before I leave Hajj. But it's funny because in my mind, I'm trying to make the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but I'm memorizing the dua, right? So it was as if I didn't want Allah to hear it from me until I say it. But Allah is obviously a sami'ah, He's hearing it. I'm trying to memorize it. But it's a very powerful dua. And I want to share it with you. He says, Allahumma innal bayta baytuk, wal abda abduk, wabnu abdayk. He says, O Allah, verily this house is your house. And this servant is your servant, and the son of your two servants. He says, حَمَلْتَنِي عَلَى مَا سَخَرْتَنِي مِنْ خَلْقِكَ حَتَّى صَيَّرْتَنِي فِي بِلَادِكَ وَبَلَّغْتَنِي بِنِعْمَتِكَ إِلَى بَيْتِكَ وَأَعَنْتَنِي عَلَى قَضَاءِ مَنَاسِكِ. He says that you have carried me on what you have made accessible to me of your creatures, meaning traveling there. And until you allowed me to arrive into your land, and you made me reach, by your grace, your house. And you help me fulfill my rites of Hajj. وَأَعَنْتَنِي عَلَىٰ قَضَاءِ مَنَاسِكِ. Oh Allah, you're the one who helped me fulfill the rites of Hajj. So then he says, فَإِن كُنْتَ رَضِيتَ عَنِّي فَازْدَدْ عَنِّي رِضَىٰ. He says, Oh Allah, if throughout this journey you've been pleased with me, then Oh Allah, I beg of you to increase in your pleasure with me. And he says, وَإِلَّا. And if you haven't been pleased with me, he says, فَمُنَّ الْآنَ. وَإِلَّا فَمُنَّ الْآنَ. Oh Allah, and if you haven't been pleased with me, then I ask you to change now and be pleased with me now. قَبْلَ أَنْ. He says, فَمُنَّ الْآنَ. Change now. Before, he says, قَبْلَ أَنْ تَنَاءَ عَنْ بَيْتِكَ دَارِي. فَإِنَّ هَذَا أَوَانُ إِنْصِرَافِي إِنْ أَذِنْتَلِي. He says, and if not, then I ask you to be generous to me now before my house begins to become too distant from your house. فَإِنَّ هَذَا أَوَانُ إِنْصِرَافِي إِنْ أَذِنْتَلِي. This is the إِنْصِرَافِي إِنْ أَذِنْتَلِي. This is my time of departure, if you so grant me permission to do so. Then he says, غَيْرَ مُسْتَبْدِنٍ بِكَ وَلَا بِبَيْتِكَ وَلَا رَاغِبٍ عَنْكَ وَلَا عَنْ بَيْتِكَ. He says, never to exchange you by anything else. Meaning never to have anything in my heart more than you. Or he says, nor your house by any other house. And he says, اللَّهُمَّ فَأَصْحِبْنِ الْعَافِيَةَ فِي بَدَنِي وَالْعِصْمَةَ فِي دِينِي وَأَحْسِنْ مُنْقَلَبِي وَرْزُقْنِ الْعَمَلَ بِطَاعَتِكَ مَا أَبْقَيْتَنِي. He says, O Allah, so I ask you, grant me safety and good health in my body, and grant me safety in my deen, and allow me a beautiful return, and provide for me. And he says, وَرْزُقْنِ الْعَمَلَ بِطَاعَتِكَ مَا أَبْقَيْتَنِي وَاجْمَعْ لِي خَيْرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ إِنَّكَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. He says, and grant me safety in my deen, allow me a beautiful return, and provide for me, and grant me deeds and acts of your obedience for as long as you give me life, and give me both the best of this world and the world and the next, for truly you have power over all things. I think you get a taste of his emotions. This is my last time, I might never see your house again. So, oh Allah, don't let me leave here allowing you to be replaced in my heart with something else or someone else. Oh Allah, you're my desire. And your house, I don't want it to be replaced by any other house. And he's saying, Oh Allah, if you haven't been pleased with me, then Oh Allah, be pleased with me now. And after you make your tawaf and you make your dua and all this stuff, you pray two rak'ahs behind Maqam Ibrahim. The last thing, the last action of Hajj is you demonstrate your dedication to As-Salah. The last thing you do is you dedicate your You show your dedication to As-Salah by praying two rak'ahs behind Maqam Ibrahim. And then you leave Mecca and you begin your journey home. Hassan al-Basri rahimahullah ta'ala, he says that one of the signs of an accepted Hajj, a Hajj mabrur, the one for which there is no reward except for paradise, he says, هُوَ أَنْ يَرْجَعَ صَاحِبَهُ زَاهِدًا فِي الدُّنْيَا رَاغِبًا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. The sign of someone who comes back from Hajj with an accepted Hajj, he comes back indifferent to this world. He comes back changed. The things that used to excite him from this world no longer excite him. And rather, رَاغِبًا فِي الْآخِرَةِ. His heart's desirous of al-akhirah. Right? Allah says, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. He says that the sign is that someone will come back less desirous of this world, raghiban fil akhirah, more desirous of the akhirah. Allah says, whoever seeks, looks forward to meeting with his Lord. فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقَاءَ رَبِّهِ. Who looks forward to meeting his Lord, then let him do righteous deeds and not associate in the worship of his Lord anyone. So you leave there, inshallah ta'ala, hoping to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The akhirah theme is not just a theme of fear, but it's rather a theme of longing, because you long to meet the one you love. So if you truly love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you love to meet him. You know, when Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was presented with death, the angel of death takes permission from the prophets before he takes their soul. The angel of death takes permission. Right, when the Prophet sallam, when he was on his deathbed and his head was between the chin and the chest of Aisha. And Aisha says, he raised his hand and he said, Allahumma rafiq al-a'la. Allahumma rafiq al-a'la. Allahumma rafiq al-a'la. Oh Allah, I want to be with the highest companion. Oh Allah, I want to be with the highest companion. Aisha says, I knew when he said that he had been given the choice between going to Allah or staying in this world, and he chose to go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When the angel of death came to Ibrahim alayhi salam, Ibrahim asked the angel of death, he says, أَرَأَيْتَ خَلِيلًا يُمِيتُ خَلِيلًا. He said, I don't understand. I'm the Khalid of Allah. Allah, I love Allah, and Allah loves me. Do you understand a scenario in which the one who loves another will cause him to die? You're causing me to die? فَأَوْحَى اللَّهُ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمُ. Allah inspired to Ibrahim, يَا إِبْرَاهِيمُ أَرَأَيْتَ حَبِيبًا يَكْرَهُ لِقَاءَ حَبِيبِهِ. Oh Ibrahim, do you understand a scenario in which one who is in love with another dislikes meeting his beloved? You come back from Hajj, رَاغِبًا فِي الْآخِرَةِ, hoping to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking forward to akhirah, enjoying, and you know, hoping for the joy of seeing Allah's face, the greatest reward of Allah, being admitted into the paradise, for which there will be no toil or no worries or no fear or no difficulty, right? Subhanallah, and then you leave, right? And as you leave, Hajj is now complete and you begin your journey back home. And brothers and sisters, what we covered in this series today is just a small taste of Hajj. There's no way you can cover the lessons and the spiritual benefits and everything in one session. Everybody has unique inspiration and unique lessons that they take from Hajj that change their lives, right? But what I hope to at least highlight to you is some of the aspects of spiritual change that we can have and communal change that we can have. Spiritual change and communal change as well. But if you don't come back changed, if you go to Hajj and you don't come back changed, perhaps is that your body went to Hajj but your heart didn't go to Hajj. Perhaps your body went to Hajj but your heart was still somewhere else, still shackled to its whims and its desires and evil attachments. And perhaps this journey that was meant to free your heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ended up being just physical toil and difficulty. Right? Hajj is a journey of the heart that requires preparation, requires sincerity, requires dua to Allah for Allah to accept you. Right? And for those who haven't gone, brothers and sisters, if you've never gone to Hajj before, the ultimate question you have to ask yourself is, where is my heart in relation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because perhaps you can have someone standing on Arafah who's there for the wrong reasons, whose heart isn't there, and he's there and he's standing, but his heart is distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he doesn't care to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you have somebody else at home, you know, miles of mountains and seas and land separate the two. Somewhere across the world, he's at home, he's not there with the Hujjaj, but he has a heart who's striving to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day. And maybe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepts this one and rejects the one who is in Hajj. So ask yourself, even if you're not in Hajj, where is your heart? Is your heart free to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or is it shackled down by its desires? Before closing, brothers and sisters, I want to highlight for you a few things. Re-highlight a few things. For those who are going to Hajj, again, I emphasize so much the importance of dua. The importance of dua. And one of the take-home things you come back from Hajj is to keep that connection through dua with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But don't just ask Allah for dunya. فَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا وَمَا لَهُ فِي الْآخِرَةِ مِنْ خَلَاقٍ. They ask Allah for dunya, but they don't ask Allah for anything from the akhirah. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار أولئك لهم نصيب مما كسبوا والله سريع الحساب.
But there's others who say, oh Allah, grant us the good in this world and the good in the hereafter and save us from the punishment of the fire. Allah says, for them there will be allotted a share for what they have earned, and Allah is swift at reckoning. Lastly, some recommendations for you before you go. Sheikh Yasir Qadhi has a series on dua. It's called Dua, Weapon of the Believer. It's a book and it's also an audio series. Before going to Hajj, I strongly recommend you go through this series, either the book or the audio. There's a free PDF is available online, and the audio is also free online. And the reason why is because you will be making so much dua, you need to understand the etiquettes, the appropriate way to make dua, how to call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in addition to preparing your dua list. Number two, salah. You'll be praying so many salah there. So I would recommend, you know, a little kind of shameless plug, but Sweetness of Salah. The series Sweetness of Salah, available on ilmflix.com, ilmflix, just like Netflix, ilmflix.com has Sweetness of Salah. I recommend you check it out. And you, so that way when you go to Hajj, you're having spiritually transformational prayers in addition to the inspirations you're getting from Hajj. Thirdly, I recommend you learn the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The sifat of Allah, the asma' wa sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that when you call upon Allah in dua, you call upon Him with the names that are appropriate for what you're asking for. You're asking for to get married or to have a child or to get, you know, into law school or whatever it is, you say, Ya Wahhab, oh, the one who gives gifts. Ya Razzaq, the one who provides. Right? When you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for His love, Ya Wadud, the one who's overwhelming with His love. You call upon Allah by His names and His attributes that are befitting of what you're asking for. That really helps transform your dua. It makes you appreciate a connection with Allah that you haven't had before. Lastly, if you found any benefit in this series, then I humbly ask you to remember me. If you go to Hajj, remember me in your dua, inshallah. Remember my family, my kitty cats, inshallah. My parents, my teachers, my role models, my mentors who helped yani teach me and all these things. Please remember them in your dua. And I, more importantly, before I even say that, remember the ummah in your dua. When the Prophet ﷺ saw Ayman, Ayman was a mother to the Messenger of Allah. She was the first person to hold the Messenger of Allah when he was born. And she was a black Abyssinian woman. And the Prophet ﷺ said, if you want to see a woman from the woman of paradise, then look at Ayman. Ayman held the Prophet ﷺ at his birth and lived past him, past his death. And when the Prophet ﷺ, he even called her, when Amina died, his mother died, she was sick, she told Ayman, who was her servant, she was a servant of the father, Abdullah, Amina's husband, the father of the Prophet ﷺ. And then after Abdullah died, she became the servant of his wife, Amina. And when Amina was dying, when the Prophet ﷺ was 6 years old, Amina told her, oh Ayman, oh Baraka, her name was Baraka, she says, I fear I'm going to die, so be a mother to Muhammad ﷺ. Be a mother to my son Muhammad ﷺ. And she served as a mother to the Messenger of Allah ﷺ and stayed with him. And the Messenger of Allah even called her, Ya Ummi. He even said, oh my mother. And one time he asks Ayman, he says, Ya Ummi, how do I find you today? Oh my mother, how are you today? You know what she responded? She responded, I am well, so long as the Ummah of Islam is well. I am well, so long as the Ummah of Islam is well. So this concern for the Ummah, brothers and sisters, when you go to Hajj, dedicate part of your Hajj and part of your dua to the lifting of the suffering that the believers are facing throughout the world. And pray for Allah ta'ala to give you tawfiq and to give you acceptance, inshaAllah ta'ala. With that, we conclude. Jazakumullah khairan for your time, for joining us today. InshaAllah ta'ala, the intention is to have this series available online at ilmflix.com, and inshaAllah sweetnessofhajj.com will direct you there. ilmflix.com is a website run by Sheikh Umar Sulaiman, ilmflix, F-L-I-X. They have a whole bunch of different series. So inshallah ta'ala, if you know anyone who's going for Hajj, keep a lookout. If you're on Facebook, inshallah, I'll be posting on my Facebook account and on Twitter. If you know anyone who's going and you think this may be beneficial to them, then I just request you share it with them. The idea is inshallah ta'ala for everyone to benefit as much as possible. Jazakumullahu khairan. If there's any mistakes, it's from myself, and any benefits from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.